Now, we welcome our champion who's going for his fourth straight win. Please say hello to Dr. Bobvious.
Welcome to today's Dr. Bob Show. I'm Dr. Bob. Today we're going to talk about my favorite subject, parenting, which is, of course, a speciality of mine. Because let's face it, who knows more about your kids than me? My first guest today is Diana. Diana's son, Bradley, has been described by some that know him as a problem child, a miscreant, a bad seed, one of those kids you just want to hold underwater for a couple minutes. In clinical terms, Bradley is a bona fide douchebag. Diana claims she simply cannot control her devil child. When the evil bastard isn't causing mischief at home, he's causing it at school. Diana says she's tried several forms of punishment, but the punk just seems to rebel even more. She is at her wit's end with Bradley, and so she's come to me, Dr. Bob, a former Marietta, Georgia soup vendor turned multimillionaire teletherapist to troubled Americans who can't otherwise afford qualified psychiatric advice. Hi, Diana, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Bob. Can I just mention that I never called Bradley those
Diana,
names?
When did you first recognize your 11-year-old son was a f***er?
Now, I wanted to talk to you about that. See, I never called.
Let me guess. Bradley, as early as 3-4 years of age, that's usually the time a demon seed begins to ripen.
Well, now, that's a little harsh. Bradley's a sweet boy once you get...
Diana, you're not going to get anywhere with this jackass unless you begin taking a stronger position of authority. And part of being authoritative is taking responsibility for your problem, which is in this case, Bradley, the Hellcat delinquent you helped raise to infect this world.
Now, delinquent is hardly...
Diana,
fair.
Have you ever heard the story about the rooster who shaved?
Boy, I don't think so. No.
Well, the point of the story is, Diana, Bradley doesn't respect you. It's why he acts the way he does. You're the adult, Diana. You need to get your son to listen to what you say and then follow your instructions. If you can get him to do this, let's say from now until college, I'd predict your problems with Bradley will ultimately decrease.
Wow, that makes perfect sense. Thank you, Dr. Bob. You are terrific.
I know. Diana, I want you to have a copy of my new book just out in stores today. It's entitled, Your Kid's a Bastard, Punish Him. Dr. Bob's Guide to Parental Control Over Their Children.
Thanks, Dr. Bob.
And thank you, Diana. You know, parenting can be as simple as making biscuits in a hammock.
I don't get it.
And I thank you for stopping by. Best of luck with that imp of yours.
Hey!
My next guest is Rodney. Rodney's three daughters claim their father runs his home too strictly. As a matter of fact, it's much like an army barracks. Not only are the girls tired of their flat-top hairdos, but they've also had it with all of Rodney's ridiculously stringent household laws. Hello, Rodney.
Dr. Bob.
Rodney, your daughters hate your guts.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little discipline. They'll understand someday.
Rod, buddy, have you considered the fact that boys typically don't like women who look like Jesse Ventura?
They don't need to be thinking about that stuff just yet. They're just teenagers.
We'll see if you're still singing that same tune, Rodney, the day you find your daughters giving back rubs in a tub of banana pudding to Olympic softball catchers backstage at a Sinead O'Connor political rally. You gotta let girls be girls, Rodney, and maybe they'll go the way of the furry donut. Maybe. But in the meantime, you gotta loosen up, pal. You gotta be like the pack mule with arthritis.
What?
Rodney, if there's one thing I've learned during the course of my 3.5 long months as a counselor, it's that children don't want to do push-ups in the mud.
I can see that.
Rodney, I want you to try a few simple exercises when you get home tonight. I want you to ask yourself three questions. Have I ever tried talking to my daughters? Have I ever tried giving one a hug? And three, is it necessary to call the fat one pile?
No, it's not. It's not at all.
That's right, Rodney. You're soon going to discover that a little conversation, affection, and originality in your name-calling of your children will go a long way toward developing your relationships with your daughters.
You're right, Dr. Bob.
Of course I'm right, Rodney. Now I want you to go home and give little Oxburger a big kiss for me. Ask her how her day went between snack cake episodes of self-loathing and wrestling in the mud. And here, take a copy of my new book. It's a follow-up to Your Kid's a Bastard, Punish Him. I've entitled it, Your Kid's a Bastard, But Give It a Break. Dr. Bob's Guide to Being a Better Parent.
Thank you, Dr. Bob.
Thank you, Rodney. And remember, parenting is not unlike riding a runaway chifferobe down a river of turkey gravy.
Don't get it.
Thanks for coming in, Rodney. I appreciate it. My next guest is Trevor. Trevor is so tired of his responsibilities as a single parent, he wants to wrap his 5 grown children in a giant tarp, tie it shut at the top with duct tape, weigh it down with numerous dense cinder blocks, and throw the kids into deep, still water. Trevor, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Bob.
Trevor, you can't drown your children in a weighted bag of death.
I know, Dr. Bob.
Well, that's our show today. Join me next week when my guests will be strippers who still love their fathers and the mothers tired of catching them together. Be good to each other, y'all. I'm Dr. Bob.